Hey grown-ups, it's Maral Sattar of Barely Bear Reimagined Fairy Tales. If you enjoy the stories, we'd appreciate your support by visiting the Patreon link in the description. Thanks so much and enjoy the stories.
Princess Zara's first Ramadan fast. Once upon a time, there was a bright and curious princess named Zara. She lived in a vast kingdom with her parents, the Sultan and the Sultana, as well as her two younger brothers. Wait, I know what you're thinking, but this is not the story about a brilliant young girl who needed rescuing from her pesky brothers. Well, I mean, certainly Zara was brilliant and talented, but her brothers are actually pretty great. Okay, most of the time. But that's a different story. This is a tale about a very special holiday and how Zara chose to celebrate. You see, all across the world, Muslim people were preparing to celebrate Ramadan. Perhaps you've heard of it. Those people spend the month fasting from sunrise to sunset. Wait, that means, well, you'll see in a moment. Zara and her whole family celebrated Ramadan every year. But as a child, she and her brothers didn't do all of the things that their parents did. But that was about to change. "Amma," Zara said firmly one morning as she sat down to eat her breakfast before school, "I've decided that this year I want to be a part of the fast, just like you and Abba." The Sultana looked surprised. "Really? But you're only 11. It's not required until you're an adult because you're still growing and have to go to school. What made you decide to do it?" Zara shrugged. She wasn't very certain about why, but she knew she wanted to. "We've been learning a lot in school about kids in other realms who don't have enough to eat or don't have a home. They suffer so much, while I have a nice house and parents who can take care of me and buy whatever I need. And you think by fasting you'll understand what they go through," her amma said proudly. "I know it's not the same," Zara said shyly, shaking her head. "Does that sound silly?" "Of course not," amma promised her. "When we fast for Ramadan, we're supposed to be thinking about those who don't have comfort or peace. I think for someone as young as you, it's actually a pretty grown-up decision." Zara smiled, but one of her brothers scowled.
"So Zara's not going to eat for a whole month? How will she survive?"
he cried. Amma smiled. "No, Raza," Zara said. "I looked it up. During the whole month, we only eat before sunrise each day, and after sunset at night. We spend the daytime without food or drink, but I can eat whatever I want before or after."
"So, no gulab jamun?"
he asked, taking a gooey dough ball coated in sugary syrup and popping it into his mouth. Zara shook her head.
"What about milk?"
he asked, taking a long drink. Zara shook her head again.
"Wait, you mean not even water? What are you going to do during school and exercise class?"
he asked. Zara turned to her mother, looking a little bit worried. She hadn't thought of that. "It will be fine. Why don't you start with only one day?" Amma suggested. "Then you'll see what's expected and how you feel, and we can decide together if you should continue fasting with us." Zara smiled, feeling really relieved. There was a lot more to this than just skipping snack time. When the day finally came, Zara wasn't worried anymore. In fact, she was really excited to take part in something so meaningful, so important. She woke up very early for her very early breakfast with her mom and dad, being careful not to wake her brothers. Even though it was still dark, Amma led them all into the kitchen quietly so as not to wake everyone in the castle. Then she asked Zara what she wanted for her special breakfast.
"How about strawberries and chocolate chip pancakes and your wonderful fluffy eggs. Or are we not supposed to have things that we really like? She asked, trying to learn as much as she could.
Of course you can have things you like, the Sultan said, pinching her cheek.
Zara smiled as her mother piled her plate high with breakfast and handed her a glass of milk. When she'd finished, her mother also gave her a tall glass of water.
This will help you stay hydrated throughout the day, Amma said. Remember, if you don't feel well or can't take part in your activities at school, you need to tell us.
I remember, Zara said, before heading back to bed to sleep a little longer. When she woke up, Zara was surprised that she didn't feel hungry, even when her brother tried tempting her with some of his breakfast.
Amma, every year during Ramadan, you and Abba still cook for us. And I mean, you make us delicious foods. Did you ever want to cheat and have some of it? Zara asked, eyeing her brother's plate.
Amma shrugged.
Sometimes, but that's just part of fasting. So, I'm happy to make my kids their favorite breakfast, even if I won't be having anything until after sundown.
Zara nodded. She'd never thought of it before, but it really opened her eyes. Of course, earlier that morning, when she was full of sweet strawberries and pancakes, was one thing. The school day was something else. Everything was mostly fine until lunch. Zara went into the dining hall with the other children, and the delicious smells made her stomach grumble.
No, she thought proudly. I can do this.
Only none of the other students were fasting. They happily opened their tiffins or took their plates from the cooks and sat down, only to stare at Zara when she had nothing in front of her.
Where's your lunch?
Her best friend asked. Before Zara could answer, her friend pushed a small dish of biryani towards her. Zara shook her head.
Did you forget it at home?
Her teacher asked. Zara shook her head again.
It's no problem. I'll just ask the kitchen to bring you something. No, thank you.
Zara whispered to her teacher, aware that everyone was looking at her.
I'm fasting.
How do you do it?
Zara demanded when she got in the door, dragging her school bag behind her.
I was hungry all day, and everyone stared at me during lunch.
Amma and Abba smiled.
Come here, my princess, the Sultan said, patting the seat next to him.
He put his arm around Zara's shoulders and kissed the top of her head.
We just remember that this is a choice we make, one that helps us remember why Ramadan is so important. Doing what we know is right isn't always easy, especially if other people are doing something else. I'm very proud of you for making a decision and sticking with it, even if you were the only one. Especially if you were the only one.
Thanks, Abba,
Zara said, feeling a little bit better. Finally, an hour later, it was time to break the fast. Zara piled her plate with dates of all kinds, dates with chocolate, dates with whipped cream, but she was even happy just to have the plain dates.
I never noticed before,
Zara began as she arranged her plate, waiting for the proper time to eat.
Why do we always have dates this month? It's not like we eat them all year long.
Well, you know how some people have pumpkins in October or peppermint flavors in the winter? Her father asked. Those are symbols that help them enjoy the season. We have dates because it's a tradition. Plus, they're good for you. And after a long day of fasting, our bodies need the nutrients.
Her mom also made Zara's favorite drink, rose syrup milk, and she set a glass next to Zara's plate. There were also dishes heaped with samosas, butter chicken, and rice, and pizza bagels and kebabs for Zara and her brothers. Zara watched impatiently for sunset, counting down the seconds until it was time to break her fast. Is it ever going to go down? The last 5 minutes are taking forever, she thought, trying not to look miserable. It's time, yelled Abba. Zara picked up a chocolate date and popped it into her mouth. It tasted so yummy. Then she drank the cold rose syrup milk and her tummy felt cool. When she was finally full, Zara's parents gave her a small box with a bow. Her parents had gotten her a special gold butterfly bracelet in honor of her first fast. So, what did you think? Was fasting as hard as you thought it would be? Amma asked. Zara looked thoughtful. It had been hard, especially when her friends at school were eating lunch or her brothers were having a snack. But in the end, it had given her a lot to think about.
Can I do it with you again tomorrow? She asked her parents.
That's up to you and how you are feeling, Amma said. But Zara could tell she was proud of her.
I'll let you know in the morning, Zara said with a smile before heading off to bed.
The end. Thank you for listening to a Verily Bear production.